There's just so much work still to be done for mental health.
Retired three-time Super Bowl champion turned NFL broadcaster Devin McCourty tells the Associated Press that mental health care rises to a societal level following the death by apparent suicide of young Cowboys player Marshawn Neyland.
I think it's hard to just pinpoint the NFL or other professionals. Like, are we doing enough as a society?
The 24-year-old Neyland was found dead on November 6th.
That was devastating, hearing that news.
McCourty is involved with the Pro Athlete Community, an organization that provides a support system for former athletes.
It's hard, man. Young people are going through different things, and, you know, now me on the other end, a lot of former players struggle and deal with mental health. So I think one of the biggest things we try to all do is just check in on each other.
The National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline hotline and text number is 988. Geffen Coolbaugh, Boston.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at cota.com/service changes. That's cota.com/service changes.